This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live. We're kicking off another hour of Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or 1900 and 2200 hours, I don't know what it is, Zulu time. I'd have to do the math on that, and I wouldn't be very good. But nonetheless, you can call in here on Free Talk Live and talk about whatever you want. It's Mark with you.
Silver Dave.
And Jay.
And, yeah, so we're going through this article here from Reason.com on the AFL-CIO. And apparently they're calling for riots and executions, more or less.
It's like the dying dinosaur doing its final lashing and thrashing, yeah. You know, as it's bleeding out on the ground. It the same thing the U.S. government is essentially doing right now via Brad Sherman by calling to, you know, ban Bitcoin. This is just everything is becoming decentralized. I mean, we got, like, even centralized things like Uber are essentially very decentralized for people who want to, like, go and work their own hours in this service economy. And there's just, we all have all these options. The unions they're irrelevant, just like the legacy banks are irrelevant now. And this is such a great time in history that we get to experience and watch these institutions collapse.
So these unions and, you know, the sort of those on the left that support them and that kind of thing, labor unions, they have been in bed with these big businesses for as long as there's been the big businesses, because they're supplying the workers. So in the case of Delta, you know, the AFL-CIO making, you know, threats, suggesting the executions of Delta CEOs and management, or whatever it is that they're trying to say with the recommendation of using a guillotine. I mean, these are the people that are employing their people, presuming the AFL-CIO represents the Delta workers. I don't know. But, I mean, when you're talking about, you know, Monsanto or, you know, Bayer, these corporations, they've existed alongside workers for a long time.
Yes. Well, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, you mentioned Bayer, because as you're talking about it, I'm about to sort of maybe derail us, but I can't stop thinking about it. I told myself today, since I have access to all these listeners, I feel like there's something really important that I want to share with you. And in the past few days, you know, Jay and I have talked about this. This is really an astonishing piece of information to me, because I feel like I live in a comedy. I really do think that I live in a comedy, and George Carlin wrote it, and they said, well, watch this. This is funny. So, you know, we mentioned Bayer and guillotines. Well, a guillotine's not really the most efficient mass killer, but, you know, there's a lot of companies like Bayer that know a lot more about killing people and how to kill a lot of people really efficiently. And you're probably like, well, what does that all mean? Well, you might have heard of something called Zyklon B. Well, Zyklon B...
Yeah, that's what the Nazis used to gas the Jews, right?
Zyklon B was the number one choice of gas by the Nazis. They say, well, this is our number one choice. We like it the best. It's efficient, it's fast, it's easy, and effective.
Three out of four Nazis agree.
Four out of four Nazis agree. Zyklon B is the best.
Yep, there you go.
Now, you're probably wondering, well, who made Zyklon B?
I'm going to presume at this point that it was Bayer.
No. Well, wait a second. That's actually a really good guess.
That'd be wrong.
People wouldn't guess that.
Wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
Yeah. No. So Bayer, and this is not even hidden. Like, this is not even a secret. So Bayer, this is the company that just bought Monsanto, who makes your food. Okay. Just think about this for a few minutes. The company that made the number one gas chosen by four out of four Nazis to kill people, millions of them, very effectively and efficiently, because that's important. I want to kill a lot of people, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. So, Bayer, they just bought Monsanto, who makes the food. They made the number one Jew killer, the number one killer of people, but also they make these vaccines. And so I just thinking about this, these guys are experts at killing people, and they make the food that people eat and the vaccines that are supposed to save people's lives. And no one even is suspect. No one's even concerned about this. I think that's really funny to me.
I'm sure that they've got workers over in, I guess, Germany or wherever Bayer's from, I don't know, that are complaining about the working conditions at the Bayer factory. But these are the people that were making this stuff 70 or 80 years ago. I mean, these people are literally in bed with. I mean, it's not exactly the least adversarial relationship I've ever seen before, but that's what they do. They're the support network for these organizations.
And when Dave says Monsanto controls your food, is that or that gives you or makes your food?
Just about all of it.
So the way that works is through what's called crop insurance, subsidized crop insurance. I worked on a big crop operation in Colorado for a couple years. And what happens is these farmers go plant certain crops, corn, wheat, soy, canola, and they only plant crops, the big farms, that they can get a subsidy on. And this subsidy, this crop insurance, this subsidy is in a form of a crop insurance that covers literally everything, markets. If all the farmers plant tons of corn and the corn's not worth anything, well, they have insurance. It covers hail, covers floods, droughts, fire, whatever. It covers the guy just screwing up planting the corn. I mean, it covers all the mistakes, and it's government subsidized. And the only way you get this is to use Monsanto growing practices, which means that you must use a minimum of, like corn, it's like 32 ounces of Roundup per year. And Roundup is really good at killing weeds, just like Zyklon B is really good at killing Jews. And, or people in general, actually. But,
funny that Monsanto makes stuff that kills weeds and kills insects, and they get bought by Bayer, who makes stuff that kills people really good. There's only one common thing that I'm noticing here, is that they're really good at killing. They're really good at killing. No, these guys, no, they care about our children. No, they care. Well, they care, all right, about what? I have no idea.
Well, they're chemical manufacturers, and, yeah, some's going to be deadly. There's no doubt about it. I want to finish up this story real quick from the AFL-CIO here. Apparently, somebody called the AFL-CIO on their guillotine post and said the post was eventually taken down. An AFL-CIO spokesperson issued a statement to CNN saying, "We strive to keep our Twitter account actively engaging and real to advocate for working people." She said, "We came across and shared this internet meme. We realized it was in poor taste and that it doesn't reflect the values of the AFL-CIO. It's been taken down." So I don't know what's going on. This latest invocation here to seize the means of production, is that representative of the AFL-CIO's views as a whole? Well, it's unclear. In recent years, the organization has stuck to more incrementalist goals like raising wages for its members, not abolishing wage labor altogether. So this is interesting stuff coming from Reason here and talking about what looks like this organization's, to me, the last thrashings of it. I can't imagine that most union employees in America are members of the AFL-CIO, because most union employees in America are what they call public sector. So they're,
which is the worst as far as I'm concerned.
Well, FDR felt the same way. He didn't feel that people who work for the government should be able to be parts of unions. Unions should only be with the private sector, because that way he wouldn't have to deal with them. But,
I mean, if people want to unionize, as long as they can't violate my rights or someone else's rights, I really don't care.
Right, it's just a club.
Yeah, if you want to join, make a club, whatever, that's fine. But the problem is with these public sector clubs, I live in a town of 4,200 people, and at the town election, town meeting, there was everybody, raised their hand to vote yes or no on bills. I mean, not bills, on articles, warrants,
yeah,
they call
articles,
them.
Yeah.
And there was literally 35 people that were, increasing the taxes 20% in a little town I live in. Just 35 people were forcing their will on, however many landowners, or 4,200.
How'd they do that with hundreds of people at the...
There was 75 people at town meeting, and
I see.
About 30... There wasn't even 75. There was, but there was 35 yeses and like 7 noes on almost everything.
Wow. Wow. 855-450-3733. This is democracy in its purest form in the modern world as these town meetings, and it still fails. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Silver Dave.
And Jay.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site, and that means they collect news stories. If you want the latest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to Higley calling in from Chicago. Higley, you're on Free Talk Live.
In the head, who you call?
Oops, I probably pushed the wrong button there.
That was Crazy James.
Yeah.
So who would you call if somebody shot me in the head?
That's a good question. Who would I call? Like, does anyone else know about this? Like, am I the only one who knows Jay's body is there? Like,
call my wife.
It's probably a good place to start.
Does he have anything valuable? Like, is there any, like, before we go on, is game this a little?
Right. I need to have more information when I'm putting together this hypothetical.
And what this comes from is last week, Chris did the show. It was Chris, myself, and I think and Angie.
Right. And Ian and I were flying to Tokyo.
Right. So Crazy James called in, and he's like, I said something about the cops being the violent gang or something, or the terrorists, because we were talking about terrorism. As well, the only people who terrorize me are the cops. And he says, Jay, if somebody comes and shoots Chris in the head, who are you going to call? You know, and it's just like he's just a screwball.
Oh, I get the question now.
Yeah.
Well, so what are they going to do after this person's already been killed anyway? Like, come bring
it's kind of their job, right?
They're going to just come and cause more problems for more people, and that is basically what...
Yeah, I mean, the correct entity to call, I would say, would probably be, you know, the coroner, because they're the ones who, you know...
Well, they're going to come with the cops anyway.
You deal with dead bodies.
Cops are the ones that you call for the cleanup crew. I'm not saying that there aren't some police officers out there that'll throw themselves between you and a bullet. There certainly are, but that's not really what they're employed to do. They're not employed to, stop crimes before they happen. They're employed to record a crime that occurred and kind of give you some paperwork so you can deal with the insurance company.
People got to remember, the police do not work for you. They work for the king. The police work for the king.
They're the king's men, right?
They're king's men, and they're there to enforce the laws that make the king lots of profits off of you.
Yeah, I say that the cops are there to make sure you pay taxes.
And ultimately to make sure you pay taxes. That's really it. To make sure they keep the tax farm, profitable. Enjoy your freedom, everybody. Enjoy. Take a nice glass of that. Take a chug.
And, Crazy James is banned from the airwaves here because he likes to threaten people, so we don't let him on the air. But going on the story here from TampaBay.com, in Dunedin, Jim Ficken admits he let his grass grow too long. He just doesn't think he should lose his house over it. The city of Dunedin, their code enforcement board, moved to foreclose on Ficken's home Tuesday because he failed to pay nearly $30,000 in code violation fines he accrued in 2018. The city fined him $500 per day over the summer, because his grass grew longer than 10 inches.
If I can interrupt you real quick, just so our trolls can get this correctly, so they can call the city of Dunedin and let them know, you know, what, terrible parasites they are. How do you spell Dunedin?
Dunedin, I think that this is the same as, like, the Scottish city. D-U-N-E-D-I-N, Dunedin. And it's in Pinellas County. It's one of the many municipalities that's in Pinellas County. It's, I think, north of Largo, certainly north of St. Petersburg.
This is one more way that people have really lost their freedom. And I mean that people are grow lawns and people have been, trained through a lot of different type of means that they should grow this lawn. And you couldn't actually be able to do otherwise. But people used to grow food.
Yeah.
They grew food. Well, now, if you grew food in your yard, you would get in trouble. You're not zoned and this, that, your grass, you're supposed to have 10 inches or shorter grass. And this whole thing, to me, is all part of a big plan to get everyone to buy food from centralized places like Monsanto so that you don't produce your own food, so you buy from them, and then, of course, they lace it with toxic chemicals. Enjoy your freedom, everybody.
So, I mean, this Jim Ficken guy, here he is doing a little press conference out in his driveway, and he has a very Florida-type home. This is the kind of home that was in the neighborhoods that I grew up in, the kind of home that I grew up in. You know, that I'm seeing the jealousy windows, the single-car garage. The grass, we call it a lawn, right? It's just a bunch of weeds that you whack down to a certain level height. And in his case, he's got, so this is basically one bad year. Jim Ficken had a bad year. And I don't know what happened. It doesn't, like, you know, if this article says it, I don't remember it from when I put it in my show prep. But something happened in 2018, and he didn't mow his grass for a long time. And in Florida, when you don't mow your grass, there's going to be some evidence. It's going to go.
Yeah, you let it go a couple of weeks. You got a hayfield.
Yeah,
you basically Tyrannosaurus Rex living in your yard.
And in basically, you know, this guy's been fined $500 a day and accrued $30,000 in fines, and the city of Dunedin is attempting to steal his home from him over it. He's not saying he didn't do it. He's just you just had one bad year, and the city's basically taken his house.
I wonder what their Facebook reviews look like right now. Every time there's, like, one of these dirtbag, parasitical, you know, governmental organizations that just does something ridiculous, I go check out their Facebook page, and it's all, like, negative comments and one stars, and then they shut off commenting. It's pretty hilarious.
What kind of a name, anyway, is Dunedin?
It sounds
Dunedin, like, we're not Dunedin.
That's pretty accurate.
You're going to eat. Nope, we're hungry.
The same day the city moved to foreclose, Ficken, 69, filed a lawsuit against Dunedin, the members of its code enforcement board. He's seeking $1 in nominal damages, attorney's fees, and injunctions that would relieve him of the fines. The suit also hopes to end Dunedin's alleged practice of fining people without considering a homeowner's ability to pay. Ficken had a news conference on Wednesday out in front of his home there at in Dunedin. I'm not going to give the address. It doesn't particularly matter. It's an excessive fine, and everyone I've spoken to says it's outrageous, Ficken, a retiree on a fixed income, said. And there's no way a retiree can do something. Like, you know, maybe he had a health problem. Maybe he just had a bad bout with heroin. I don't know what happened to Mr. Ficken when he was
60. No excuse. You have to, 10 inches is the limit.
Right, that's it. This is basically, your grass is too long, and we're going to fine you $500 a day, and over that $500, now the fine's there, and we're going to take your house from you.
I wonder...
Sounds like a profitable operation to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if he even knew he was getting fined, or does all of a sudden his bill show up and you got, you know, $12,000-$13,000 in fines because it took 2 weeks for the bill to get to you.
That's, you're like opening up your bills. You're like, here's your Comcast, $79. Here's your internet thing, and then you're like, oh, the city of not going to eat you, or whatever they were called. They're like, oh, $75,000. Wow.
Let me get my paid off.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll send a check right away.
855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed the nation's toughest abortion restrictions into law, a measure that bans virtually all abortions and would penalize those who perform them. State Senate Republican Clyde Chambliss.
This was designed to go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedence that said in 1973 that abortion is legal on demand, essentially anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
Canada's foreign minister said ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement would be very problematic as long as U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum remain in place. The U.S. Treasury Secretary said progress is being made toward lifting the tariffs. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 116 points, the S&P was up 16, and the Nasdaq gained 88. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom here. We're talking about a story coming out of Pinellas County, Florida, where a guy, 69 years old, had a little trouble, and his lawn didn't get mowed.
I mean, if he's a single dude and, like, I don't know, had to have heart surgery, he can't go mowing a lawn in, like, 100-degree heat, 100% humidity.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
For a long time.
Mow your lawn.
It's kind of what happened here. I mean, basically, it's pretty close to the scenario here. So, basically, the town of Dunedin charged him $500 a day for his grass being more than 10 inches. And he said he knows it was too long. He's acknowledged it. It's cut now. I got a picture of it. Looking at it right now, looks like your average crap lawn in Florida. You know, I grew up on places, lawns just like this, mowing them myself. And everything's handled today. But it was a bad year in 2018 for him.
But they still want the money.
They fined him $30,000, and rather than just saying, oh, all right, you got your lawn mowed, we'll waive the $30,000, and you can go back to your life, citizen, they're saying, where's our 30 grand?
You know, you probably know why. I this is a guess. I don't know this. Is that they've already spent the 30 grand. It's already part of some bond. It's already been, like, monetized, because that's all a municipal bond is. When these municipal corporations go borrow money, their ability to borrow money is based on their ability to collect taxes, fines, and fees. And that's it. And so they've calculated this, and that now they need to collect it, because it's probably already spent on the other side over and over again.
If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com is your solution. it's a great idea to have crypto, to accept cryptocurrency in your business, because people who spend cryptocurrency, they're more loyal. So they're going to be back more often. They're going to drive from farther to do business with you. And perhaps your local media will want to talk about a business in their area accepting cryptocurrencies if you let them know. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com is your solution. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They've got a map integrated over there so that people know right off the bat where you are and where they can spend your Bitcoin. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. So I want to tell us a little bit here about the story from Mr. Ficken, who's in Dunedin, Florida. And I'll just read the story. According to the lawsuit, Ficken routinely spent weeks away from his property to aid his dying mother in South Carolina. In 2015, while Ficken was in South Carolina, Dunedin cited him for having grass that was too tall. According to code enforcement policy, any subsequent violation of a city code in the next 5 years would make Ficken a repeat offender. So now we're talking about 2015 to 2018. Ficken's mother, Marinelle Ficken, died in the summer of 2016. Ficken left Dunedin for 2 weeks in July of 2018 to manage her estate. During that time, the man who mowed his lawn, Russ Kellum, died suddenly. So if you're not mowing your grass from June, in June in Florida, you're in big trouble. Yeah. There were weeks in, say, July and August where I was mowing weekly because you had to keep it down. It just
hot,
goes.
It rains every day, right?
Right. It's the jungle, people.
Yep.
We've carved, city lots out of jungle, and it's, you know, there's consequences. So the guy dies. Ficken got back and tried to mow his overgrown lawn himself. But once the lawn's overgrown, the mower breaks, the lawsuit said. Dunedin gave Ficken no notice that it was charging him $500 every day for the length of his grass. Ficken said the fines were so hefty because Ficken was a repeat offender. It was nearly 2 months before Ficken had any idea he owed the city tens of thousands of dollars, he said. On August 20th, a code enforcement official making his daily rounds told Ficken to expect a big bill from the city, his lawsuit said.
Can we get the name of that code enforcement officer?
I don't have it. That day, Ficken bought a new mower. The next day, August 21st, he mowed his lawn. He also received a notice from the city that he was appear at the hearing of the code enforcement board September 4th. So it looks like he only didn't mow his lawn for 2 months. Let's see. Left Dunedin for 2 weeks in July of 2018 to manage her estate. It looks like it was about a month. Well, maybe a little bit, 2 weeks in July. Could have been as early as, let's call it 6 weeks. During that time, the man who mowed his grass, Russ Kellum, died suddenly. So 6 weeks he doesn't mow his grass, and he has a $30,000 fine for it. There's nothing. I mean, this is a pretty reasonable thing to have happen to somebody here. I mean, you know, the mower breaks, your lawn maintenance guy dies, mom's estate needs to be handled in July. I mean, you're not planning your life around lawn mowing, even if you do live in Florida.
This guy had some terrible lawn luck.
He did. I sincerely hope this doesn't actually go through. Anyway, between the two fines, Ficken owed Dunedin $30,000 on a house that was on a house with a $125,000 market value, according to the Pinellas County property appraiser. I wonder what the mortgage is on it. They're probably asking for everything this guy's got in equity.
I just DuckDuckGo Dunedin code enforcement, and DuckDuckGo is a better search engine than, not better, but it's a more anonymous private search engine,
yep,
than Google. It says your own property. The city's code enforcement inspectors are happy to work with residents and property owners to bring their property into compliance with city codes. If you need our assistance, please contact us by phone or email, address below. Please bear in mind that the inspectors are normally out of the office during the day doing inspections, but they will get back to you as quickly as possible. Tom Colbert, Michelle Gilbert, Joanne McHale, these are the code enforcement officers. And there's a phone number here. Can I read it off?
Sure.
So the code enforcement inspector is 727 is the area code.
That's always the area code if it's in Pinellas County, 727.
298, and it's 3212. And there's actually a few more numbers, but that 727, 298-3212 is the main number for the Dunedin, Florida code enforcement. And, you know, you can ask them why they're not, trying to help this guy out. You know, why are they being so hard on this dude? This is terrible.
Yeah, this is apparently Dunedin's been cracking down on people. The Institute for Justice has taken up his case, which I like his chances once IJ gets involved. So I hope things turn out the best for him. Here, let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, David. What's up?
A couple things. So one on your conversation. I don't want to go into it right now, but I did save you, the taxpayers, over $1 million in today's dollars that would have been spent in the military, but were not because of what I did. And I like I said, I don't want to go into it.
Okay.
But,
well, thanks.
And double ironies that gift gas.
Gift what?
You want some gas as a gift?
Gas, gift, okay, gas. Gift, gas, all right.
Fun with German.
And propane,
the German
Bobby.
Word, the German word for poison is gift. And
gift?
So gift gas, you can put it all together yourself.
Poison gas.
Poison gas. In German, it's gift gas.
Okay, so it's kind of it's like a little gift here.
Yeah.
A present for you.
Yeah, another irony of that is that gas, Zyklon B, came about due to the inventions of a German chemist that worked before the war. His inventions were the ones that led to Zyklon B. So he both saved millions of people's lives by killing pests that were eating agricultural products, and then his work was then used to kill his relatives, literally.
New human shaped pests. Well,
yeah,
that's the thing about any tool. A tool can be used to.
That's right. The government will always find a way to use whatever tool to kill people. They're like, these things open bottles, but then they figured out how to kill a lot of people with it. It's funny.
Yeah, humans seem to really love weapons. I mean, I imagine that first club or first knife.
Psychopathic humans.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Even in the final segment here, we might be able to get you in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Silver Dave.
And Jay.
The number is 855-450-3733. So there was a situation in Dunedin where, written here by the Tampa Bay Times at TampaBay.com, where this guy, Jim Ficken, you know, basically his mom died and then his lawn guy died. And this is Florida. People die, you know, like this is where America goes to die. And it happens. And more or less in 6 weeks' time, the city of Dunedin decided his grass got too long and fined him $30,000 and is now attempting to take his home. The Institute of Justice has jumped in.
That's awesome.
Great organization. But, you know, they can't do it on their own. They need support from you, too. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. And this is all over a little bit of tall grass. So they go on here, and they've got another story included in this story that I thought was worth reading, too. Dunedin has cracked down on code violations in recent years. According to an analyst in Ficken's lawsuit, the city collected almost $1.3 million in code enforcement violations in 2018, up from $34,000 in 2007. That's a big jump, $34,000 to $1.3 million.
They got a code enforcement officer and three assistant code enforcement officers. These guys are professional parasites.
Yeah.
You know, I always say code enforcement are the ones who are too psychopathic to give a gun to. You know, they're the ones they won't let be cops. They usually become code enforcement.
Now, when I was down in Manatee County, Florida, this is one county south of where Dunedin is, my experience with code enforcement was they certainly didn't miss a violation, but if you fixed it, they just forget about it. And I had more than one violation in 5 years, I can assure you.
We had a horseback riding stable and in Massachusetts, and we would not get a license to teach riding lessons.
Okay.
My father was a horse dealer. He bought and sold horses. He transported livestock. He would not get a license. And when they would show up, it wasn't really the locals. It was the state, Department of Agriculture, would show up.
Mm.
My dad would be like, well, where's the contract I signed? And get off my property, you're trespassing. And then it would send us a cease and desist order. We would send them, return them a written notice of refusal of their cease and desist order. It would tell them we don't recognize their jurisdiction. That was like 2003, 2004, where the Department of Agriculture got a new dude and a bunch of new people and a bunch of money.
Yeah, they're trying to do something.
And, you know, we never heard from them again. And, you know, 10 years went by, never heard from them again.
Right, there was just too much trouble, I would guess. So, anyway, they've cracked down on code violations in Dunedin. Those cases are often messy and time-consuming for citizens. Liz Taylor was born in Dunedin. Her family owned a substantial plot of land on New York Avenue, which I presume was in Dunedin, since the 1930s. Now, that's a long time in Florida. I mean, basically, Florida wasn't much more than swamp at that point. So her Taylor's mother, Sylvia Earle, is a famous ocean explorer. I'll take their word for it. I haven't heard of Sylvia Earle, but, you know, what do I know about ocean explorers? Although she's in her 80s, I presume that they're referring to Taylor, not Earle, in this circumstance, that she travels 300 days out of the year, leaving her Dunedin property to be managed by a groundskeeping company. In 2018, Sylvia Earle, the famous ocean explorer, she said she ran afoul of the Dunedin Code Enforcement Board. Despite near constant communication with the city, Dunedin fined Earle some $28,000 for maintenance issues on her property. She, too, was a repeat offender who failed to show up for a hearing. So, because you're a repeat offender, they start hitting you with these $500 a day fines. And repeat means it happened one time in the last 5 years. So you can have the same incident going on, and they just determine you're a repeat offender. Earl's daughter said Dunedin shouldn't enforce its codes this way. To me, it's just predatory on people who are A, elderly, and B, travel a lot, or C, under some financial duress. There are people with health issues that just can't mow their lawns, and health issues can come on rather rapidly. In the case of this Jim Ficken fella, unfortunate last name for radio purposes, Jim Ficken.
Fine in high school,
right? It was basically 6 weeks, maybe 7 weeks, best I can tell, that his lawn wasn't mowed, and they charged him $30,000. Now, for those of you who don't live in Florida. And I know that you're a legion. Most people in the world do not live in Florida. You don't understand. The grass grows. Well, everything grows like weeds in Florida. I don't know. It's one of those climates where things just really grow. So, Bajelski said of the cases of Earl and Ficken, I guess this is the lawyer for the IJ, the Code Enforcement Board levies heavy fines at times because it wants compliance, not property. We're not interested in making money on the backs of our citizens. Oh, said the mayor, excuse me. Eventually, Earl facing, by the way, they made $1.2 million in 2018. So you have to go a little farther to convince me that you're not at $1.3 million in 2018. You're going to have to go a little farther than that to convince me you're not trying to make money on your citizens.
That $1.3 million is on top of the normal extortion that people are paying.
Yeah,
property taxes, meals taxes, whatever. I don't know if they have local sales tax or whatever, but whatever taxes are, it's just. Yeah.
Right. And so when you're dealing with this situation as a property owner, yeah, so they levy the fines, they threaten you with the fines and all that stuff, and then you get the job done. If you've gotten the job done, and Jim Ficken did, before his even hearing was going on, the lawn was mowed. But he missed the hearing, probably because his lawn was mowed and he didn't think about it after that.
What you're going to find with these really aggressive, outrageous towns and cities is that when they put heavy liens in his properties and they have to be sold at public auction, they generally don't sell for too much money quite often. And what happens is the fine money comes right out. And generally the auction company is, good buddies with these, local parasite bureaucrats. They're all part of the parasite economy. And a lot of times, you got certain building, developers and stuff that want this stuff. And of course, all the landscapers want you to be forced to make sure you get your lawn mowed.
Sure.
It makes their trade a lot more valuable in that particular area because you're forced to use them. are forced to get the job done anyways. And then, but you find that, like, a lot of these same couple of cronies who are very in with all the town politicians are buying up a lot of these properties. And then you'll see that these same folks who own these properties, they start seeing correlations like where the assessment rate is much lower on their properties after they own them compared to other folks. If you start going through the assessments in these little towns, and you'll start finding that certain people are certainly assessed less.
Well, one thing you certainly know is that there's an industry that's sprung up around taking people's foreclosed homes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, like there's these people that chase after. I mean, they've been taking courses on how to get cheap homes, and you can't blame them. It's like, wow, a cheap home. They're not necessarily thinking about, oh, this was taken from Jim Ficken because his mom died, and then his lawn maintenance guy died, and his lawnmower didn't work, and over the course of 6 weeks, his grass didn't grow, and now the city of Dunedin won't even negotiate with this guy to bring the price down from $30,000. This guy's on a fixed income. He's 69 years old. He can't pay it.
I was in, I don't know what state it was, one of the Midwest states, Kansas or something, staying in a hotel room a couple years ago, and there was one of these things on TV, on a cable TV. I haven't had cable in years, but
yeah, sure.
It was a thing like...
But if you're staying at a hotel.
Yeah, I just watch this, and this commercial comes on, and you're like, do you want to be able to buy properties really cheap? Well, check out tax something, blah, 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 and I just Googled it on my computer. I have my computer out, and I'm like, oh, this is like to buy listings of foreclosed properties,
yep.
And it was something specific to like Kansas or something.
Yeah, and I'm sure that every state's got it, and there's, you know, somebody runs a website that lists all these properties that are up for sale, foreclosed properties. In the case of Earl, who's this famous ocean lady, she apparently facing $30,000 in fines also. She settled with the city. She agreed to pay $10,000 and give a lecture on oceans at the Dunedin Public Library. Now, in the case of Earl, maybe a globe-trotting octogenarian who is some kind of famous ocean explorer can afford a $10,000 fine. But Jim Ficken, whose mom died 2 years ago, he's just able to get up to South Carolina to take care of her estate, and then his lawn maintenance guy dies, 69 years old, getting a little bit of a pension, a little bit of Social Security. He can't afford it.
And we're going to start seeing a lot more of this happening. I mean, in my little town, you know, there's $1.6 million in back property taxes. I mean, this is going to, epidemic is going to hit hard to where the working class can't retire because they have to support the parasite class.
Free Talk Live. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.